Stories over the last number of days of record times and record wait times and an intensely busy summer in our emergency departments, particularly in the emergency department of University Hospital Kerry. Well, it's a reality for us this time of year, but there has been a huge increase in the first 6 months of the year for people presenting in emergency departments. There are knock-on effects for the ambulance wait times at University Hospital Kerry, and one politician who is raising this again is Independent Deputy for Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray. Deputy Healy-Ray, good morning to you.
Well, thank you very much, Jerry, for the opportunity to yourself and the team at Radio Kerry, because there's a number of things that need to be highlighted to the people of County Kerry at present about our hospital. And it is our hospital. We're proud of the fact that we have a University Hospital in Kerry, but we want it to operate to the best and highest of standards for our patients. But first of all, I just want to give a brief outline of the problem and how bad it is, and then the solutions to that problem that should be there and that should be utilised. But just to let people know, last week, in case people don't realise it, and I visited A&E yesterday and I was actually shocked. I met many of the patients that were there yesterday, and I'll give you a brief outline of their situation, just a snapshot in what was going on there. But last Thursday, for example, our hard-working ambulance crews, when they were pulling up with a patient at A&E, there was a 5-hour wait to get out of the ambulance and get into A&E. When you got into A&E, there was over 70 hours of a wait to get into the hospital. And there were 70 people waiting through the A&E system to get into the hospital. Now, this is no reflection whatsoever on the people working in A&E, because I just want to compliment them, as I know you do, the hospital staff, the security people, the general people working in the hospital service in Kerry and throughout all our hospitals. I want to thank them. I know many of them personally. They are telling me they can't stick the pressure at present. And it is a management issue. And it is, and the way I'd word it to is, it's our fault. And what I call our fault, in other words, it's the politicians. It's the system is wrong. And yeah, we have to have a root and branch change. It's not the people working at the coalface who are wrong. It's the managers. It's us that are wrong.
So before we get to that, can I add, look, the number of patients waiting over 24 hours in emergency departments, including Kerry, it trebled for the first 5 months of 2022. Is there a particular reason as to why? Is it coming out of the pandemic? Is it that, you know, some operations were cancelled? Is it a backlog? Or is there any idea as to why it is so bad? Why people are telling you, who both work there and have gone through there, that things are this bad for the first 5 months of this year?
Well, there's one very obvious thing, Jerry, and it's like the elephant in the room that we have to acknowledge, and the census will tell us that. Our population has gone up. Another thing that has happened, even in County Kerry itself, we have many people, and they're very welcome. We have many people coming into our county, and law of averages will dictate there will be accidents, illnesses, and we just have more people who need the services. But it's like, this is a fact. Everybody knows what the problem is now, and it is actually chaotic inside there. And I felt so sorry yesterday when I was in A&E. Number one, for the patients who were waiting. I met people with broken legs, broken arms, waiting endlessly to get into the hospital system. And the staff, I really feel so sorry for the staff, because they're working in a place that is not good to work in, because they're under so much personal pressure at all times. And it is a severe toll on all of them. But what we need to talk about this morning, Jerry, is the solutions. And for example, a person could say to me, right, you're on the radio, I stood up inside the Dáil a number of weeks ago and I raised it with the Taoiseach, I've raised it with the Minister for Health. What is my answer? Well, my answer is very simple and very straightforward. We have to enhance and beef up our primary care units and ensure that we have primary care units throughout the county. We need to ensure that we have excellent services. For example, Kinmare Community Hospital, Killarney Community Hospital, Listowel, Carrick Eireann. These are great hospitals. But what we need to do is utilise them more. For example, if a person breaks their finger or has an injury such as that, or an ankle sprained, or different medical issues that could be dealt with in a community hospital if there was an x-ray machine, if there was the backup. And in other words, if we could enhance the services that we have in our communities. Could you imagine a person who gets injured in South Kerry today in Carrick Eireann or Waterville, rather than having to go to A&E and wait endlessly? for instance, to Bantry. And even if you look at the bonds, yeah, they have an injuries unit where you can go in and be seen virtually right away. We need to have more services like that throughout the county to ensure that we would arrive at a situation that the services that would be given by our A&E would be for what I would call more acute,
yeah,
car accidents, serious injuries, people who have a trauma that they might need
to divert more people away from emergency departments that don't need to be there in the first place. You have to provide other services more locally based in the community. I want to address that point. We're going to take a quick break here on Kerry Today. We'll have more on this. If you've any views, if you've been through the hospital in recent days and recent weeks and seen what Deputy Ray is talking about, get in touch with us. We'll have more after we take these. Yeah, we're talking about the trebling of wait times in emergency departments in this country over the last or first 5 months of the year. Deputy Michael E. Ray is raising the issue with me on the line. And Deputy Ray, you're talking there about more services being delivered locally. And that's been the plan or the thought and the discussion for the last number of years. Primary care centres, maybe more acute medical injury clinics in Kerry. We don't even have one. There's one in Bantry. That's the plan. But the problem is in delivering that plan. And you pointed to management. And that comes, I suppose, from the Department of Health. It comes from the Minister of the Health of Health. But time and time again over the years, this has been talked about. The question is it being delivered? And what are the difficulties in delivering it? If you were Minister for Health tomorrow morning, I would submit you would have the same problems as the current minister and the previous minister and the minister before them. That you go in, you sit down, you try and deliver, you have to deal with unions, you have to deal with doctors' groups, you have to deal with budgets, and all of a sudden it gets tangled up in a morass and nothing changes. What would you do differently to solve it?
I'll answer that question, and I'm glad you asked it, because I'll give you the answer. Last night I was talking to a very well-known and successful Killarney businessman, and I actually said to him, if you had the budget and the resources to your fingertips that they have in our hospital in Tralee, I said you would actually run it successfully and you would run it properly. And the reason I gave that was, just take the phlebotomy, the blood services, right? At present, we should have a clinic running 4 afternoons in the week. It's down to 2. We should have a week in service. It's completely cancelled. When I raised that issue in the Dáil, the media side of the HSE came out and they were trying to defend it and they were arguing about it instead of going away and ensuring that the blood service would be running to its optimum. They came out trying to, in other words, argue with me about it. My whole thing about this is, it's not us against them. It's not me coming on this morning on Radio Kerry saying, oh, the hospital is a basket case and it's this and it's that.
It sounds like, Michael. A listener gets in touch and says, Michael Healy-Ray is on morning, noon and night, constantly cribbing with the health service. You're in the Dáil long enough now. What are you going to do to sort out the issues?
Well, I've asked the minister. I want to answer that. I've asked the minister to replace the missing consultants. I've asked him to put back the phlebotomy service that was there in the past. Give us back what we had before and improve what we had before. But instead, we have so many vacancies. We have a lack of doctors in our county and we need more. We need to enhance and ensure that the work environment for doctors in our community, because if you have doctors working in the community, that can hold back people from going to A&E as well.
So in order to deliver that, the doctors or the staff, would you bring in something, as has been suggested, or attempt to bring in something? If you were to say, look, if you train in this system, you have to give X number of years service before you can go abroad. And would you have difficulty then getting agreement with the unions, which would probably stop all that?
One of the first things you have to do is, if you look at the young, great nurses that we train here in this country, and what's the first thing they do? And I don't blame them. They go away, they go to England, they go to Europe, they go to Australia. Why do they do that? Because they feel that the working environment and that the remuneration that's there for them isn't adequate or isn't what they can get in other countries. So we have to try and make it more attractive. In Carrick Sabine, for example, we desperately need more nurses. We need more nurses in Kinmare. And we need to make it attractive for these people. But I mean, when we have a minister, and you know I'm not bringing politics into this in this way, because if the minister or governments were doing it right, I'd praise them and I'd compliment them. But when what we get from a minister is coming down for not even a couple of hours, for less than an hour, and standing for photographs, to be in the Kerriman, the Kerry's Eye, and be on Radio Kerry saying, I visited Kerry University Hospital, isn't that great? There's no good in visiting unless you'll come and say, I'm here to support you, I'm here to enhance and improve the services. But we're not getting that from government. And I listen very closely, for instance, to people that I'm good friends with and that I have respect for. David Cullinan, for instance, he's the Sinn Féin spokesperson on health. And I've listened to what I would call his solutions and others. And I listen to everybody, but government aren't listening to anybody. Yeah. And I'm very disappointed.
But if he goes into government... If he goes into government, whenever that happens, if it happens, if he becomes the Minister for Health, would it not be the case, given the record we've had over the last 20 years of him and his officials, there'll be the same officials in the Department of Health that he'll have to work with, that the current Minister is working with, or the HSE, that they'll walk into the morass, the tangle, and not be able to solve it? The management issues you're talking
right,
about?
Like it was christened one time as Angola, and that was what it was called. But what I would hope is that we need a root and branch approach at this problem. And you have to start in the communities. And again, if people are, if they're able to see that they have their services in their own local communities, whether it's South Dock dealing with the minor injuries, improve the district hospitals, improve and enhance the primary care centres and provide more of them, work with the private healthcare providers, with private business, we call
doesn't,
it.
Doesn't everyone have to contribute, though? And the issue is, and we had a letter in yesterday from a nurse on a separate issue about the €1,000 bonus, talked about her feeling of a vocation for nursing, talked about working through COVID, and she made the point that there were some nurses who flat out refused to deal with COVID patients, refused to work on wards with COVID patients. If you went to the minority of nurses who wouldn't see COVID patients, but are those same people, the same people who might object to changes whereby staff lose the choice of days they want to work to make the system work efficiently? The negotiations that are there, they take forever to work through changes that are needed. Change will be uncomfortable for everybody if you're to radically overhaul the management of the system. At the moment, it seems to be inertia brought about by everybody on all sides saying, no, 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 I'm not accepting those changes. How do you crack that nut?
Well, the first way that I'd crack it is I'd look at what happened in the past. I'm around long enough, Jerry, to remember I started out on the what we'll call the old Southern Health Board, and I served on the Psychiatric Services Committee for many, many years. And I was there with my late father. And the one thing that I saw about that health board at the time, you were sitting down at meetings where to your left-hand side there might have been politicians, and then to your right-hand side there could have been consultants and the managers of all the different services and the different hospitals. And when it came to budget time, you had a say in budget, you debated, and you fought for the best services that you could in your area. And it is widely recognised now that the dismantling and taking apart of the old Southern Health Board system as it was actually wrong, because it has gone downhill and downhill and downhill since. If you remember, first of all, they took the politicians out of it completely.
Yeah.
Then they realised that was horrendous, and they brought back a different system, which again gave them a say, but not a say with budgets. And of course, that was wrong. And what I would be earnestly saying, and again, I'm not being political about this, I'm saying this is health. This is bigger than politics. It's bigger than political parties. If I could come on and say Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael or anybody is doing great, I'd be delighted if I could say that, and I would warmly welcome it. But ministers for health and our government will have to say This is wrong. And if we're looking at what's happening in our county at present, and when I think of the grand people that I met yesterday inside the A&E department in the waiting room, and when I saw what they were going through, the distress, the endless hours of waiting and waiting, and like any person, if a business person walked in there and said, why can't this be managed better? That's why I said to the businessman in Killarney last night, you would actually run that hospital better than the way it's being ran at present.
Okay, listen,
because it's not being ran properly.
We're out of time, Deputy Healy-Ray. Thanks for talking to us this morning.